From the newsroom, I'm Lou Hebert with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. Looks like another week of rain and snow. Some heavy snow in the mountains could be in the future for North State in just a matter of hours, possibly creating hazards again and jam-ups for holiday travelers. Forecasters say look for those rains to push in into the North State sometime later tonight. Snow elevations at about the 3,000 to 4,000 foot level could be heavy at times. Rains may also be heavy. Coastal peaks north of San Francisco could get up to 8 inches of rain by Christmas morning. Investigation continuing to look for answers into Friday's duplex fire in West Chico took the life of a young girl. Flames first seen from the windows on that two-story duplex, and when the Chico fire crews got there, the flames were starting to make their way up to the second floor, and that's where they did find the body of a young juvenile female. Name and age of the victim not released at this point. In Oroville, they've been talking about building a park for the last 20 years, but it may become reality soon. Through the state's Outdoor for All initiative, the city has now gotten a $4.5 million grant to help build what will be called Hewitt Park, with basketball courts, a playground, and bocce ball courts, plus dog parks. California Governor Newsom says he wants lawmakers to give him $300 million in state funding now to beef up policing efforts to combat retail theft. He points to those dramatic smash-and-grab robberies as one reason for the beefed-up policing. The bulk of the money would go to hire more police to act as guards in those stores. Up next, it's Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. State Senator Mike McGuire says the current cultivation tax structure is simply not sustainable, saying basing the tax off the product's weight doesn't account for a significant dip in the market or a complete collapse. He told the Times Standard they'll be introducing legislation in the new year that would roll the cultivation tax into the excise tax. Residents encouraged to know your zone as the county launches new evacuation mapping tools. Humboldt County Sheriff's Office has details on it through the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Facebook page. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.